Hey yo, I'm out to get the last with no intentions whatsoever of preventing a disaster. From laughter and the cheers to straight tears in heaven. At the most, it's two clicks when vehicles start revving. 11 seater beaters that teeter with tots. They playing Twister in the back and getting tied up in knots. Plots for day trips, outings with the fam. Minor details overlooked, another goose gets cooked. Booked a bit too quick in the arithmetic. The minus casualties with the click, click, click. What to the colonel? Rocket science ain't required. It's the job of a parent, so your kids ain't fired. Through shields up the wind, all coulda, shoulda been. A real can of worms, that's best to keep tin. Pinned down for a minute, yo, the world, it keeps a minute. Cause my every motherfucker gon' go to speed limit.
It's not apparent to a parent when the parent's unapparent. Whether it's a car or a truck, truck. More concerned with TV staring, with the stereo blaring. And so far it's only been luck, luck. From road trips to short errands, there is no comparing. Y'all should start giving a fuck, fuck. Cause an underparent's parent, kid won't be a parent if they don't start buckling up, no.
So all aboard with no accord for the seating arrangement. Anywhere in the vessel you get room to wrestle. So Hulkamania ensues, you put the car on cruise.
Before you're climbing on those seats, you better take off your shoes.
You're on your way to the Lawson to get crap that's awesome. Debating in your head to buy the green or the red. Bag of tonery corn and spin an ornery thorn. Concentrating with the noise from these backseat munchkin. The lights hit whenever you do the gas pedal punching. Now once in the center of the intersection of the homie and the hurrying, you make connection. Upon inspection, the strap you fasten work like a charm. Not a scratch or a scrape, you're fully free from harm. Can't say the same for the economy class in the rear. In the heat, no movement right next to the gear. That's designed and tested, yo dummy, you guessed it.
It's not apparent to a parent when the parent's underparent. Whether it's a car or a truck, truck. More concerned with TV staring, with the stereo blaring. And so far it's only been luck, luck. From road trips to short errands, there is no comparing. Y'all should start giving a fuck, fuck. Cause an underparent's parent's kid won't be a parent if they don't stop buckling up.
We're going to fire two people from a cannon to remind you of the necessity for seatbelts. Can't see what this has to do with seatbelts? Think again. In a collision, the car stops very quickly. But its occupants keep going at the car's original speed. And there are no safety nets to save you.
This way, man, if you're a parent, you drive a vehicle, and you don't take responsibility to ensure that your kids are using their seatbelts, and they die in an accident, then it's nothing short of fucking murder, dumbass. So do the right thing. Buckle them up. It's common sense.